Tune in to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes, a Crime House original podcast to uncover the world's darkest secrets. Find Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes wherever you get your podcasts.
D. Wood, what is the ceiling for this Commanders team?
Super Bowl. Super Bowl is on the table for the Washington Commanders, and primarily because of their quarterback. I think Jaden Daniels is going to be a superstar in this league. We saw what he did in his rookie year. It was an unprecedented rookie year by, you know, rookie quarterback. And so when you have him as a centerpiece, they've upgraded the offensive line, obviously trading for Laremy Tunsil being one of the pieces. You trade for Deebo Samuel, another piece added to that offensive side. And now you're talking about better protection, better run game, more explosiveness on the perimeter. And it all adds up to the Washington Commanders being one of these teams that we're going to talk about in the NFC representing that conference.
Damian Woody earlier this morning on the Greenberg Show on ESPN, Get Up. I was on a radio show this morning, the one that Denton is a part of now on BetQL, and I was asked by one of the hosts, what is the best case for Washington in 2025? And I said, the Super Bowl. Am I nuts? What is the team's best case season in 2025? 301-230-0980. I basically said almost verbatim what Damian Woody said. They've got the best quarterback in the conference. They've upgraded their offensive line. They've added another major weapon offensively in Deebo Samuel. And it's year two in Cliff Kingsbury's system. I think Washington could be as dynamic as any team offensively in the league. I think at times they were last year. We know what the mystery is. Sean Spring seems pretty confident about the defense this year. If the defense is just improved, doesn't even have to be significantly improved, if it's just better than it was last year, I think they've got a shot to win double-digit games and win 2-3 playoff games and be in the Super Bowl representing the NFC. I think that's the best case. We can talk about worst case next week in sort of a best case, worst case record segment in terms of projected records. But for me, I think the best case is Super Bowl. Anytime you've got the best quarterback, you've got a chance to win a lot of games. And I think they've got the best quarterback. 301-230-0980. By the way, Diana Russini reporting that Washington is gauging interest in a potential trade scenario for cornerback Noah Igbinoghani. Interesting. They must feel really good about corners to be moving him. He's been a player that has played well for them, certainly in the slot. Plenty of other cuts happening. Jalen Holmes released, according to Keim. It's also KJ Osborne, we had mentioned earlier. Let me just give you the updated list before we... Bobby Price was cut earlier. Chris Moore, wide receiver. Duke Riley, the linebacker, cut. We'll keep you posted on cuts.
Foster Sorrell.
He's cut. You'll update the cut list in your next What's Trending, right?
That's right.
Okay, so stay tuned for that. 301-230-0980. Am I nuts to say the best case scenario is Washington representing the NFC in the Super Bowl? Kevin in Arlington, go ahead.
Thanks, Kevin, for taking my call. No, sure. You're not nuts at all. But I just want to sort of zero in on some specifics about how I see what you said. To me, for best case, we have to beat the bully in our backyard. We have to beat the Eagles on the way. What I mean is, if we don't face them in the postseason, let's say they play someone else and get upset, and somehow we go from the NFC Championship into the Super Bowl, that's fantastic, of course. But for me personally, I need to know they're no longer our daddy. We can beat them on the way to a Super Bowl championship. And honestly, I feel like it will take a lot out of us to do that. And I just can't imagine in my wildest dreams us winning the Super Bowl this season. But hey, man, bring it on. I would love it. I just feel like we're too thin. we're just too thin because of Ron and Marty and leaving us nothing, and we're going to have some injuries. We're going to have some, you know, challenges. But I could see us getting the Super Bowl. I just don't know that we can win it this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think I should have added that I think to get there, I think they're dangerous in the postseason, even if they're not the number one seed, even if they don't have home field advantage. You know, I'll take our guy on the road in a playoff game after what I saw with what we believe to be a better supporting cast. But the best way to make the Super Bowl is to play two games at home. And to do that, they have to not only win the division, they've got to end up with the best record in the NFC. But at the very least, they need to win the division to ensure a home game or two. And that is typically a requirement. It's hard to win three straight on the road to get there. And that would be the concern, too, you know, is getting by the Eagles and ensuring, by the way, Kevin, that you get to the point late in the season that those two games against Philadelphia on December 20th and then on January 3rd or whatever that is, that they are meaningful football games. I would have loved to have played Philadelphia in one game much earlier in the season, but yeah, I'm with you. You got to kind of you have to end up with more wins or the tiebreaker advantage over the Eagles in the division to give you your best chance.
One other thing, just to mention again, it's a scenario planning here, but let's say we get to that game, the first of the two, late in the season, and we win the first one. Well, let's say Philly's been kicking everybody's you-know-what, and that we get to the last game, and Philly doesn't need it. Like, Philly, we need it, let's say, but they don't need it. And we get a win, but it's sort of an asterisk win because Philly sat starters, whatever. I can see that happening, which would then set up, you know, a very interesting third meeting whenever it could potentially happen in the postseason. So,
we're really getting ahead of ourselves, but I like the way you're thinking, because one of the reasons that I hated the two out of the last three is there is a good chance the last one won't mean anything. And,
that's what I mean,
you know,
yeah,
and I would have liked to have seen two heavyweight, you know, anticipated, highly anticipated regular season matchups. But anyway,
but, you know,
thanks,
we might
Kev.
Get it. If this is anything like the 91 season, we might get two amazing pre-playoff games. And that would just, the networks will love us if that's the case.
Yeah, thanks, as always. Tom, I mentioned on a radio show this morning as a guest when asked what is the best case scenario for Washington this year, I said Super Bowl. It seemed to take the hosts aback a little bit. Am I nuts? What's the best case for this upcoming season?
The best case is a Super Bowl appearance. And I think that even better than that is a Super Bowl win, which we are capable of doing.
Listen to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes now to uncover the world's darkest truths. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you get to the game, you got to get to it, though. Yeah.
Yeah, I said, as a Super Bowl appearance. But it really depends on how that defensive backfield works. If Lattimore comes back, then we have a shot. People forget that the year the Rams put the greatest show on turf, there was one team that beat them. It was Redskins, and there was a reason why. That was the reason why, was because we had three cover cornerbacks. That's the one year that
we didn't beat the greatest show on turf during their Super Bowl year. We beat them the next year.
Yes, we did.
No,
are you sure?
I will look it up. They went 13-3 in their season with Kurt Warner starting for Trent Green when they won the Super Bowl. We almost played him in the NFC Championship game because we lost to Tampa. But Jeff George beat him on Monday Night Football, but I think that was in the 2000 season. It was the 2000 season. I'm trying to see. No, we didn't play him in 99. We did not play them in 99, okay, the year they won it. We did play them the next year, and that's where Jeff George got the start Monday Night Football and played the only decent game that he played for us, and we beat him on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, but look at our defensive backfield. It was
right.
Champ.
Yep, it was definitely
it was
Champ.
Darryl,
it would have been who else?
Champ, Darryl Green.
Right.
And Deion
Carrier. Was Carrier the safety?
Nope, Deion Sanders.
Yeah, Deion was Deion and Champ and Darryl Green, obviously. Yes. Yeah. In 2000 when we beat the Rams, that's right. Yeah, Champ and Deion out there. Yes. Yeah, so you're saying you like the chances of winning the Super Bowl because you love what we have at cover corner.
If Lattimore comes back, yes.
Well, if he comes all, and hopefully you get the Marshawn Lattimore that they traded for. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. Everybody stay on hold. I said earlier on a radio show today that the best case for our team here is Super Bowl, that they can represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. Am I nuts? What do you think the best case for Washington is in 2025? Your calls next on that. We'll keep you posted on the cuts, and we will keep you posted if any information breaks specific to the Terry McLaurin details of the contract. What typically happens, as Michael Jannetty explained to us, is once the deal gets signed, then it gets reported to the league, and that's when you get the leak of the entire deal, not just one side of it. We'll see what we get probably before the day is over, maybe tomorrow. But team is continuing to cut players to get down to 53, and Max will have the update of those on the list throughout the show. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
All right, that's right, Kevin. Here we are with two of the biggest NFL holdouts ending yesterday. First, with Terry McLaurin signing his 3-year, $96 million extension to remain in Washington. Then, Trey Hendrickson and his camp came to a deal with the Cincinnati Bengals to play out this year with a $14 million pay bump. He is now set to make $30 million this season. Plus, loads of movement in the NFL right now as we rapidly approach the 4 p.m. cut deadline. The Raiders have been very active as they traded for Kenny Pickett last night and also signed Amari Cooper to a 1-year deal. Running back Audric Estime was waived by the Broncos. The Giants have released Tommy DeVito, and longtime NFL tackle Dan Skipper has been released by the Lions. The Commanders currently have released, and as it's been announced, linebacker Duke Riley, corner Asong Bassey, and Bobby Price. Defensive lineman Jalen Holmes, defensive tackle Norrell Pollard, center Nick Harris, tackles Tyree Phillips and Foster Sorrell. And wide receivers Braylon Sanders, Michael Gallup, K.J. Osborne, and Chris Moore have all been released by the Washington Commanders. The Nats, they fall to the Yankees by a score of 10-5. Tough night for Brad Lord last night. He goes 4 1/3 innings and giving up 7 runs on just 8 hits. Cam Schlittler had a phenomenal night, throwing 6 scoreless innings, including 8 strikeouts. The Nats will reset against the Yankees tonight. First pitch at 7:05. Nats on deck at 6:35 on the Fan with Charlie and Dave. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live every day from 10 to 1, and you can catch Denton's Office throughout all football season. Don't forget to hit the like button whenever you do decide to join us, and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
Obsessed with true crime cults or conspiracy theories? Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes is a weekly podcast from Crime House and Pave Studios that dives into the darkest corners of human behavior. Every Wednesday, we uncover the true stories behind the world's most shocking crimes, deadly ideologies, and secret plots. Follow and listen to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now wherever you get your podcasts.